Welcome to the Women's Forum. I am Tato Muchoni, a Mandela Washington Fellow attached with the Voice of America Zimbabwe Service, standing in for Mavela Mhlanga Nyahuye. This evening, our guest is the chairperson of the Gender Commission of Zimbabwe, Mrs. Margaret Mukahanana Sangaro. Sangaro explains the mandate of the Gender Commission and how the commission is going to benefit the women of Zimbabwe.
The commission, which was formed in terms of the Zimbabwe Constitution, was formed to address issues of gender. The commission will be taking complaints from the public and considering those complaints and recommending appropriate action. It could be in terms of changes in laws. It could be something that can be dealt with at a social level. The commission will also be doing research on gender issues and making appropriate recommendations to the powers that be for any changes in laws or any violations of gender rights and social justice. It will also be recommending affirmative actions that will address gender inequality.
Honorable Sangaro, will we see the commission empowering women economically?
Yes, in fact, that's one of the roles. Affirmative action is to try to empower women economically, as well as to ensure that women are represented. There's equal representation of women in both decision-making positions, in politics, and every aspect of society. So the issue of empowerment will be a key issue that the Gender Commission will address.
Issues of culture and religion have been seen as barriers to the progress of women. How is the Commission going to tackle these issues?
The Commission is going to be looking at issues of culture and religion as it affects the rights of both women and men. It will be looking at if there's any social injustice or if there are any cultural practices that the Commission feels that they are going against gender equality. The Commission will make recommendations for any changes, be it on the legal level or even on the cultural side. In fact, in the Gender Commission, there is a chief who was appointed, and it was deliberate that a chief be represented because they are the custodians of our culture. So they should be able to advise and also to be able to discuss how the issue of culture, the impact of culture on gender inequality can actually be addressed. So this will be an issue that the commission will be seized with.
Will the commission also be tackling the issue of gender balances in the workplace?
Definitely. That's a key issue. We have to look at gender balance. The constitution has gone a long way to try to prescribe even quota systems. And the commission is going to make sure and ensure that those quota systems that have been adopted both in the constitution are actually implemented at the workplace, in politics, and in decision-making positions. So this is one of the key issues that the commission will focus on.
And what hope is the commission bringing to the women of Zimbabwe?
The commission is bringing great hope to the women of Zimbabwe because the women welcomed the new constitution because it did a lot in terms of empowering women. But it's one thing to have a written constitution, something written down, and it's another thing having someone or an organization that is responsible to make sure that those provisions that have been put in the constitution and in our laws are actually implemented. So it brings hope to women of Zimbabwe because they have a point where they can actually be able to focus their complaints, where they can actually ensure an organization that ensure that all issues pertaining to gender inequality are actually addressed practically, not just in law or in words. So there's great hope. In fact, the Zimbabwean society, particularly the women, are actually excited because they feel that the Gender Commission was long overdue.
Honorable Sangaro, the general feel has been that women in the rural areas are always left behind. What is it that you are going to do to make sure that you reach even to the remotest areas of Zimbabwe?
One of the key issues is outreach. We have to reach out because the most disadvantaged women in Zimbabwe are the rural women. And we should actually place focus, in fact, even affirmative action, which is focused on rural women so that they can also know their rights and they can also be empowered just like their urban ones. So the focus will be double pronged to try to uplift the rural woman to the level of the urban woman, as well as trying also to lift the urban woman to the level of the men. So the issue of rural women will be one of the key focuses for the Gender Commission.
So much focus, Honorable, has been placed on empowering women to an extent that men feel left out. How is the commission going to be of importance to the general population?
In fact, the composition of the commission, if you are aware, is half of it is men and half of it is women. And this is deliberate to make sure that the men are not completely left out. Because when you talk of gender, you are not just talking of women, although the focus is on women because they have been disadvantaged. But also, there are also issues pertaining to men, which those male commissioners will be bringing to the commission and also trying to investigate some cases that also involve gender relating to men. So there is going to be a balance because the composition of the commission itself speaks of that balance.
You were listening to the Women's Forum. Our guest this evening was Margaret Mukahanana Sangaro, chairperson of the Gender Commission of Zimbabwe. I am Tato Muchoni, a Mandela Washington Fellow attached with the Voice of America Zimbabwe Services, standing in for Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Good night, Zimbabwe.